My guest on Simply Folk is a singer-songwriter, producer, and multi-instrumentalist. And you might have seen her on Wisconsin Public Television's 30-Minute Music Hour, or you might have heard her on NPR's Second Stage. Anna Lauby was raised in Iowa and Wisconsin, spends a lot of time in the San Francisco Bay Area, and she's here in Wisconsin and stopped by the WPR studios with some new music to share. Welcome, Anna.
Thank you, Steph. Great to be here.
It's really nice to have you here. I've been hearing about you here and there, and it's finally nice to meet you, and we're going to hear some of your music. But I have to ask something that I ask most of my guests, which is, how did you get started here in Iowa and in Wisconsin with music?
Well, I started with the Suzuki method when I was 3. My mom was taking piano lessons, and she either wanted me to not bother her when she was practicing or saw a spark in me. So she signed me up with a little school in Iowa City called the Prusel School of Music.
And was that for violin?
It was actually for piano.
Oh,
yeah,
Suzuki
and
for piano, right.
I was very shy, so I took my little stuffed animal puppy in, and my teacher would teach puppy how to play the notes, and then I would communicate with puppy.
Wow. That's not unusual for songwriters to be introspective and kind of shy early on.
Yeah.
Do you think that's the case for you? I mean,
I think it's the case. I think I still struggle with that sort of introvertedness and not always feeling totally comfortable when I'm performing.
But you've been performing a lot.
I've been performing, yeah, fair amount.
Why don't we start with a song, and then I'll ask you about that afterwards.
Okay.
What would you like to start with?
Sounds good. Well, this next one is actually the first song off of my new record. It's called Already There.
Walk with me down the sandy hills of time. Speak to me, use nothing but your mind. 'Cause I feel you in the depths. I saw you on the steps, walking down the sandy hills of time. I hear you calling out my name. Can't see you, but I listen just the same. 'Cause you're singing me a song, I'm singing right along. I hear you calling out my name. At first I dove into the center of the earth, release and rebirth. But like an anchor from a boat, I hit the bottom. Signal to you, I made it all the way through, and you said, baby, you were already there. Well, now caught between the lines of this verse, is this your idea? Dripped, and I said, baby, you were already there. At first I dove into the center of the earth, release and rebirth. But like an anchor from a boat, I hit the bottom. Then I signaled to you, made it all the way through, and you said, baby, you were already there.
Lauby is my guest, and that was a song called Already There. And that was inspired by a painting by Dolly, is that right?
Yes, that's correct.
The one that's kind of famous that has the melting watches.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, what an interesting topic to use for a song.
Yeah, I wrote that on a singer-songwriter contest here in Madison, and all of the contestants got assigned different paintings, so I was very... I felt very lucky to get that one.
It's pretty thought-provoking. Yeah.
It is.
Makes for some interesting lyrics. Nice. When did you start singing?
I started singing my freshman or sophomore year of high school. I went to West High School in Madison, and we have something there which was very special, and it still goes on called Fine Arts Week. And I heard a couple of sisters sing an Indigo Girls song, and after I heard that, I thought, I must do that. I must do what they did. So I got my dad's old guitar out and bought myself an Indigo Girls tablature book and started learning how to play.
I have to say, I've been on that path, too. Their music is just really special.
It's amazing, yeah.
Inspired a lot of people. Yeah. Now, do you still have family in Wisconsin?
I do, yep. My parents live here in Madison.
And are you based now on the West Coast? Are you back in the Middle West?
I am on the West Coast now. I went out to San Francisco in September for a yoga teacher training. It was a six-month training, and I didn't actually make it to the end of the training. It wasn't the right fit for me, but I kind of rediscovered that I love it out there. So I'm there for the time being. I don't know what'll happen in the future, but.
And you're here now because you've just released a brand new CD and you're doing a little bit of touring in support of that,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I did a little Midwest tour.
Nice. What are the songs from this CD much different from earlier CDs? Are you seeing an evolution of your sound or is it pretty consistent?
It's pretty consistent. I've always played a little electric and mostly acoustic, and I'm finding myself wanting to play a little more electric lately, but still writing folk songs, and I'd say it's pretty similar. There's a bit of an evolution in that the first record was a little bit more acoustic. There wasn't a lot of drumming on the first record, and the second two have some more full band sounds, but I'd say the songs are pretty similar.
And yet you're here by yourself with your guitar, and I see a nice case full of harmonicas,
yep,
as well, which you've got around your neck.
I do.
So why don't we hear another song? What are you going to do next?
This one is actually an old folk song that a lot of people have covered. It's a song I learned from a Lucinda Williams record, and it's called Satisfied Mind. Once I
things for certain when it comes to my time.
Satisfied Mind. It's Anna Lauby with a song that's been covered a lot. I can remember the Joan Baez version of that, and I think Bob Dylan and Johnny Cash, but I don't think I've ever heard it with the female pronouns. That's kind of neat from that perspective.
Yeah, it's a little mutation that I made.
Yeah, very nice. Very nice.
Thank you.
Did you listen to a lot of the sort of early rock, folk pioneers when you were growing up? You know, Dylan and Joan Baez and folks like that?
I didn't really. I started listening to them in high school, mostly just Dylan. I didn't get really into a lot of the really, in-depth folk stuff because I always loved rock and roll, and I grew up listening to the Beatles. I think they were probably my number one. And then in high school, I also got into a lot of, like, the neo-folk people, like Ani DiFranco and the Indigo Girls and Dar Williams. So I've definitely picked and choosed, but the stuff that I do find that I like, I listen to quite intensely.
And you're playing as you have played a lot, sort of as an itinerant musician, kind of going from place to place. And
yeah, I did that for a few years. I did it about 3 years where I didn't have a home base, and I kind of just put everything in my old Prius and drove around, mostly between Wisconsin and California and Texas.
What was that like?
It was fun. It was something that I had dreamed of doing. I had a full-time job for a couple of years out of college, and I definitely dreamed of just being free and on the road with my guitar. After 3 years were up, I was pretty tired. I feel like it drained my energy to sort of not have that groundedness and roots in the ground. But I think it was something that I really wanted to do and was happy that I was able to do.
It's hard work. I think people don't realize how hard it is. You have to kind of book all your own stuff and figure out where you're going. And
just sort of figuring out where you're going to sleep, you know, the next month kind of keeps you busy. Like, am I going to house sit or couch surf or get a sublet? It's always kind of, what's the next stop?
Did that kind of roaming around or itinerant lifestyle feed your music in any way? Was it fodder for your songwriting?
Yeah, I think so. I don't think you can divorce the place and the people and the music, so kind of whatever's going on in your life. But I do remember specifically a song that I wrote in Austin, Texas with some friends I was staying with. They were kind of neo-hippies, so I got a cute song out of that one called Hippie Boyfriend.
They were
inspired.
Neo-hippies.
Yeah.
I like that. How about another song?
Sure, yeah. This is actually another sort of genetically modified folk song that I have changed the words to. It's now called Sugar Cane. I learned it off of Townes Van Zandt record, and I've traced it as far back as a touring circus musician. I feel like that's what I've read on some of my internet research, but nobody really knows quite where it came from. It's called Sugar Cane. It's on my new record. Sugar Cane. Sugar cane, run around my heart, around my brain, sugar cane. Are you all sugar cane? Woke up this morning, I had a hunger pain. All I want for breakfast is my good sugar cane, sugar cane. Are you all sugar cane? Jump out of bed at night, run downstairs, take a look around just to see what's there, hoping to find a little bit of that sugar cane. Mm-hmm.
thought you understood. You don't bring any sugar, then you're no damn good. Sugar cane. Are you old, sugar cane? Oh, come here, mama. Come here quick. So sugar's got me and I'm feeling sick. Sugar cane. Are you old, sugar cane?
Sugar cane, which sugar is as addictive as cocaine, or I guess the research is pretty clear on that. Well, that sounds really neat.
Oh, thank you.
And your new CD is named simply Anna Lauby, so it's
that's right.
Eponymous, I guess would be the right word.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
And where did it come together? Was that on the West Coast or around here in Wisconsin?
It was all over, actually. I started it in Nashville, mm-hmm. and I did a session there, which was a really fun experience to play with those Nashville session players who are incredible. And I did another session out in Brooklyn with former Madisonian Leo Sidran. He produced a session for me out there, which was really cool. And I did a lot of stuff here in Madison over at DNA Studios and also Audio for the Arts, two of the great studios that we have in town here. And I did a lot of stuff at my home studio, which is something that is very possible these days thanks to technology. And then I hired some session musicians that I never have even met before, which is another cool thing that you can do these days. So there's a person down in Nashville named Skylar Wilson who's played on a lot of great records. And I even got Chuck Lavelle from the Rolling Stones to play keyboard on one of my songs. So he was an Allman Brother, and he was a John Mayer. So that was really exciting.
Chuck Lavelle plays on one of your tracks. Boy, that's a coup.
Yeah, it was definitely a coup. He judged a songwriting contest I did about the pine beetle epidemic a couple years ago, and my song was one of the top 10, so I thought I would try to parlay that into a recording session. So it seemed to have worked.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's a pretty heavy hitter in the music
industry. Yeah, he's an amazing, amazing keyboard player, so it's very cool.
Yeah. Well, your songwriting has gained a lot of accolades, and you mentioned that songwriting contest. And where do you think it comes from? How old were you when you started writing?
I wrote my very first song in high school for an English class that I was taking, but then I didn't do another one until I was about 20. And I was in Australia for an art program with my college. And honestly, it was just a boy, you know, inspired by a boy.
An old
strong
tried
emotions.
And true tale. And was that it? Then the floodgates kind of opened, or that you just started writing more?
Yeah, the floodgates opened then. I was listening to Mason Jennings, and I think always, like, you're inspired by other artists, and something about the combination of this romantic relationship and Mason Jennings and doing art and just traveling with a bunch of artists, I think sort of seeped into my essence and inspired me to start creating my own stuff.
Did you go to college for visual arts?
I didn't, but I did end up taking a lot of music and art classes. I actually studied sociology and anthropology.
Well, that certainly helps, too, with songwriting, I would think.
Definitely right. Can make a case for it being applicable.
Why don't we have another song?
Okay, yeah, this is actually a song I wrote about writing songs. So, it's
and you've slipped another harmonica into your...
I did, and then I realized I'm not going to play it.
Okay. I was going to ask about all the harmonicas.
Yeah, well, you can still ask about them.
Is that a new instrument for you, or have you been doing that for a while?
I started that probably around 7 years ago. I was playing in San Francisco out there with a mandolin and guitar player. So he was kind of my side guy, and I would just sing and play guitar. And then he moved up to Portland, and I felt like my sound was a little empty, and I needed a solo instrument. So, yeah, I just started messing around with it, and still learning it, obviously. But I feel like I have it under my belt a little bit, so it's a good thing to be able to pull out and fill out the sound a little bit.
It is, yeah. Nice adjunct. So what's the name of the song you're going to do next?
This one's actually called Randy Newman is Famous and I'm Trying to Be. I'm going to start writing. No reason, just rhyme. One notebook, one pencil. See what we find. Well, I know what I love now. Just let the rest be. No time like the present. My guitar and me. They say Randy Newman sits down. Like going to an office where songs come to play. Well, I've never done that. Therein lies the key. Randy Newman is famous. I'm trying to be. Dad says play more keyboard. Mom says play more blues. TV says take more clothes off and wear high heel shoes. But up on my roof deck, one cool springtime day, I left all the opinions and sat down. Took it from nursery rhymes, in case you forgot. On top of Old Smoky, we're all singing songs. Music heals all the heartache and rights all. Like a San Francisco evening or Los Angeles smog. But I love my family and I love my friends. I'm so lucky to be here. That's where this one ends. I'm so lucky. That's where this one ends.
Love the lyrics of that song.
Thank
That's
you.
Wonderful. Randy Newman is famous, and I'm trying to be. Ends on a really nice note, literally.
Thank you.
If you're just joining me, my guest is Anna Lauby. She's a singer-songwriter and multi-instrumentalist. We're hearing the guitar primarily today, but you started with keyboards, and in the lyrics of that song, your dad says, play more keyboards.
Yeah.
Did you stick with piano for quite a while?
I did, yeah. I played it until, I mean, I took lessons formally until, I think, my senior year of high school, and then, you know, have written songs on it and perform sometimes. But I find I'm also, like, just too lazy to take a huge keyboard everywhere along with the guitar. And so if a venue has a piano, I'll play some piano. But and I don't take it out as much. Plus, one of the keys of my keyboard recently broke, and I haven't fixed it yet. So,
Was that classical piano that you were studying? Or?
It was, yeah. I took classical piano for a long time, and I actually took a little bit of blues. My mom, when we lived in Iowa City, she went into the art museum in Iowa City one day and heard a phenomenal blues singer-songwriter from Iowa City named David Solo. So she asked him if he would teach our family some blues piano, and so I was the only one who kept with it, but he would come over and teach us.
Nice. That must have been kind of fun.
It was very cool. It was very cool. And he was one of the first people who encouraged me to write my own songs. And at 11, I thought he was kind of crazy. I was like, what am I going to write about? But I should have started then, and I'd be better now.
Oh, you're doing just fine. Doing just fine. I've read that your voice has been compared to Nico Case, and I hear kind of a little bit of a Nora Jones quality, too.
Yeah, I hear the Nora Jones thing a fair amount. Mm-hmm. Yeah, which is a huge compliment, obviously.
Yeah, it's got a beautiful quality. It's really kind of a smoky, warm sound. Really appealing in combination with, you know, the folk music kind of a thing.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, it's nice. Do you classify your music in any particular category? It's harder and harder to do these days.
It is harder. I say indie folk. Mm-hmm. Yeah, kind of a little bit of that indie rock sound. Not really... when I'm playing solo acoustic, but a little bit on the records and then the folk, and also just being a DIY independent musician.
Yep, and that's getting easier and easier. As you mentioned, well, the technology, first and foremost, you can do so much on your own, but the marketing, I mean, the internet does provide a little bit more of a level playing field, but boy, the playing field is really full.
Yeah, it's very full. It gets fuller and fuller.
Yeah, so you do all of that yourself then?
Mm-hmm. I do, yeah. I've hired people in the past to do some radio campaigns for me, which have been pretty successful, particularly in Europe. I don't know why. But, yeah, I've hired people for that, and I do my own booking and press and stuff, so I guess that's pretty much the only help I've had, although my mom is being a really good roadie on this little tour. She just dropped me off down here, and
oh, nice.
My mom and dad helped me load my stuff in and out when I'm in Madison, so...
Oh, it's nice, and sounds like they've been really supportive of music in your life
long time. Yeah, they're great people.
Good. How about another song?
Yeah, this is a little song. It's a bit silly, inspired by Woody Guthrie's car song, and I thought I would twist that again and make one called the bike song.
So the one that goes, he starts out like, boom, boom, boom.
Yep.
Okay, for kids?
Yep.
Right, nice,
yep,
okay.
That's the one. I'm gonna ride on my bike. I'm gonna ride on my bike day. Well, I got my first bike when I was 5. It was the best one I'd seen in my short little life, and I went riding on my brand new bike that day. It had training wheels and a silver bell. That little red bike went fast as hell down the streets of Iowa City. Well, I'm gonna ride on my bike. I'm gonna ride on my bike. I'm gonna ride on my bike today. Well, my next bike had a banana seat, and I thought that was pretty neat, and so did everybody else. They call me Anna Banana. Then I rode my brother's old bike for a little while. That bronze Schwinn kept me in style. I always did want to be just like him. I finally got a big blue bike when I turned 14. It was the most beautiful thing that I have ever seen, and I went riding on my birthday bike that day, all the way to Verona for some frozen custard. Well, now when it was time to go to college, I threw my bike in the back and went to seek some knowledge, along with a mini fridge and extra long sheets. I did a triathlon when I was up there, and another one at 24, and after that I said, please, no more, 'cause I am not a runner, but I love biking. Well, I'm gonna ride on my bike, I'm gonna ride on my bike, I'm gonna ride on my bike today. Well, then I sent my bike out to California, and I rode it to work nearly every day over that 101 freeway, looking down at the traffic. But I took a spill out of my bike one night. Those J Church tracks put up a good fight coming back from Golden Gate Park after Tom Petty and the boys broke my heart. Believe it or not, I got a scar in the shape of Mike Campbell's double neck guitar. Well, then I left San Francisco to come back home. I left my rock hopper out there, all alone in the care of a great friend who did not take great care of it. So I rescued that bike, I took it in for a tune-up. I picked it the very next afternoon up. My bike was born again. Hallelujah. So now I'm go riding on my bike, bike. I'm go riding on my bike, bike. I'm go riding on my bike, bike today. Well, now I'm back at home in old Madison Town, and we got all these bike paths that go around, and I'm riding and I'm singing to the sound. Going east, going west, going downtown too, going around the lakes and past the zoo in one of the finest towns I ever knew. It's true. Now, yeah, we're going riding on our bike bikes. We're going riding on our bike bikes. We're going riding on our bike bikes today.
Starting out early from the training wheels through the banana seat all the way to the bike paths of today. Nice. Anna Lauby, the bike song inspired by Woody Guthrie's car song. That's pretty neat.
Thank you.
I did want to, we have time for about one more song, but okay. I wanted to quickly ask you about some of the nonprofit work that you do a little bit. You've worked with Girls Rock Camp here in Madison, and you've also done some work for Second Harvest, it looks like. And is that something that you've always had a mind to do?
Yeah, I think so. I grew up with two parents who are in this, you know, public servants and always trying to help people out. And I think it sort of was just a byproduct of my upbringing. So, you know, whenever possible, I tried to reach out. And obviously, if people ask, I'm more than happy to do that kind of stuff. So I think it's important to give back as much as possible.
It is. And music is a way that can bring people together and brings us, every little bit adds up. It's kind of like how we do our public radio funding. You know, every dollar adds up, but music is a way of kind of coalescing that power sometimes as well.
Definitely.
Yeah. Well, we do have time for one more song.
Okay.
What would you like to close with?
Well, I'll close actually with the song that closes the new record. This is one that is called Green. I'm just going to make sure I remember all the words, because I'm performing a few of these for the, not first time, but definitely under 10 time.
This is a song of healing. This is a song of love. This is a song that's meant to remind me of everything that's right above. Because I'm singing for forgiveness. Singing for tears, singing to let go of every little last one of my fears. This is a song of blessing, this is a song of green. This is a call to my brothers and my sisters, to all the kings and queens. 'Cause I know that you remember. I remember too. Time when goodness just grew and grew and grew and grew. Thank you. This is a song of friendship. This is a song of grace. This is a song of communication to tell you to your face. 'Cause my tongue's been in my pocket. My heart's been at my feet.
The song is called Green by Anna Lauby, and that's the closing song on her brand new recording, which is called Anna Lauby. And you can find information at her website. It's annalaube.com. And there's a link to that on our webpage, our Simply Folk webpage, and also on our Facebook page. Well, Anna, thank you very much for sharing your time and your talent with Simply Folk and WPR listeners. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
Thanks.